For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The U.S. State Department released its annual International Narcotics Report on March 1st. As usual, the policy people at the department's Bureau for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs, Drugs and Thugs, as it's affectionately known, have tried to spin the data to give the illusion of success in the drug war. For example, cocaine production. The department estimates that cocaine production was up 38% in Peru and 8% in Bolivia. Yet these aren't really estimates of production. They're estimates of the land being devoted to coca in these countries, determined through analysis of satellite photos. These estimates tend to be conservative. They don't take into consideration replanting after eradication efforts. And most importantly, they gloss over the question of plant yield. We already know that growers have been increasingly using higher-producing varieties of coca in the last few years, allowing them to get more cocaine per hectare of land. The department also avoids putting their numbers into context. For instance, they claim that the amount of cocaine which Colombia could potentially have produced in 2004 was 43% less than the amount which the country produced in 2001. If cocaine production had really been reduced by nearly half since that time, the price should have increased. Yet, the average retail price of cocaine in 2001 was reportedly higher than the average retail price in 2004 and 2005. Cocaine is reportedly more available than ever before, both in the U.S. and around the world. So much for federal production estimates. It's not a producer country, but one country which has been in the news lately, the United Arab Emirates, was described thusly by the State Department. Quote, "A major regional financial center and hub for commercial shipping and trade, the UAE is a transshipment point for illegal narcotics from the drug-cultivating regions of Southwest Asia to Europe, to Africa, and less significantly, to the United States. Western Europe is the principal market for these drugs, and Africa is becoming an increasingly prominent secondary market. Factors that contribute to the role of the UAE as a transshipment point are the emergence of Dubai and Sharjah as regional centers in the transportation of passengers and cargo, a porous land border with Oman, and the fact that a number of ports in the UAE are de facto free ports, where transshipped cargo is not usually subjected to the same inspection as other goods that enter the country." End quote. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
From the right on to the ridiculous.
You're just kidding, right? You didn't really sell your baby for reefer money, did you?
It's okay. I got another one on the way. Light.
You're getting me steamed up like a pants presser.
That's the idea, baby. Tonight you and me are gonna break out like the measles.
That, of course, taken from the movie Reefer Madness. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.